Speaking of which, of heat and nice weather, we have people on the sidewalks, don't we? And why are they on the sidewalks of downtown Sandpoint?
It's art walk time.
Okay. And for somebody who does not know what art walk is, this is the 46th annual, art walk. Claire, can you give us a little, not background, but context for what art walk is and the purpose of it?
Sure. So we pair artists with local businesses, and then we create a map, a walking map. So you can go around and look at 29 galleries.
Okay. And can you say more about these galleries? What kind of businesses and the purpose by locating the art in businesses?
Yeah. So there's a whole variety of businesses. They're mostly on First Ave or in Cedar downtown. We've got Woods Wheatcroft over on Second. He's new this year. He's done like a festival poster and lots of other stuff. And then, yeah, so you go and you get 15 stamps on your passport, and you view the art in the different businesses. And it gives everyone a chance to check out what's downtown. And then you you can turn your passport in for a season pass to our performing arts season.
If it's selected.
Yes, it's a drawing, yeah.
Well, I have in my hand the brochure, and without the brochure, you're not able to find out which businesses, and it's really well done in terms of numbers. And where can one pick up a brochure?
At any of the Art Walk locations. We have the brochures and the passports there.
And how about the POAC location?
Oh, we've got them there. Okay. Boxes.
Boxes of, and POAC is located
at 110 Main Street inside the Music Conservatory. Okay. The first door on the right, Suite 101.
Okay. And as one goes about, let's see, last Friday was the grand opening and the artists were with their artwork, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And, but will there be a closing ceremony? How long is the event open for?
It goes through September 5th.
Yeah.
And there will not be a closing reception. We've done it in the past and it just hasn't had a great turnout, but we do have people who go all summer long that come in and pick up brochures and passports. And so it's well visited all summer.
That way you can kind of do it at your own pace. If you don't do it opening reception night, you could split it into a couple of days or grab lunch while you're out and about. So
do people actually do the whole thing, all 29 stops in one day?
Didn't we have somebody who accomplished hitting every single one during Art Walk?
Yeah. Oh. It's not, most people don't. I didn't make it to all of them.
That's a lot. Yeah. So it started, I like there's some logic to the way it's laid out. You start kind of on the outskirts with Matchwood and Woods Wheatcroft and the old powerhouse, and then you hit the south end, I guess, of First Avenue and just work your way up.
Yeah.
Around. Yeah.
We try to lay it out that way.
Mm-hmm. How do you pick the artist that goes with the building, the business?
Well, the artists apply. I open up applications probably 3 months before Art Walk, and then I just try to fit the artist with the business. Like Teresa Rancourt at the Peppered Mercantile has some really beautiful, almost beachy work, and it fits really well in that space. And then we do some group showings too. So I try to pair people together that make a nice exhibit.
Do the businesses ever complain? Do they say, oh, I wanted, next time I want something in color, not black and white or something like that?
I involve them with the selection, so to avoid that.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about, can you talk a little bit more about the different mediums that, for the artists involved in artwork?
Yeah, so there's a big variety, mostly paintings, but we've got some jewelry and photography at a lot of places as well. It's not all local photography, some of it's different, which I really enjoy. And then at like Bluebird, there's photography, And they,
I've seen it.
Yeah, they did Kevin Knight, mm-hmm. who took pictures of the hip hop community in the early 2000s. So there, it's a really big variety of artwork out there.
And in terms of the artwork, artists apply to be in Art Walk?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you ever have more than like the number of venues?
Yes.
And so how do you handle that?
We haven't juried Art Walk in the past. I try to find a place for everyone who wants to be involved, but we did get a lot of applications this year, so we'll probably end up having to jury it next year.
Yeah.
But I try to include as many people as I can. It's a community celebration, so we want to make everyone feel like they're a part of it.
Can you talk about the geographic? When you say it's a community celebration, is it outside of the county, Bonner County, or?
I think it's more of a local reunion.
Even there.
You see people you haven't seen for a long time, and people reconnect, and it's kind of the first event of the summer where maybe there's not so many visitors in town yet. Mm-hmm. So
I think Claire sort of issued a challenge, Jack, you know, that very few people get all of the stamps in their passport. Uh-huh. Not that one gets any extra leverage in the drawing for the season pass, but just sort of, it's nice to have all 29 stamped, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I think so. There should be like a sticker or something you get, maybe.
Some kind of grand prize. Yeah. Yeah. Or they
write their name on the
right
wall
here,
somewhere.
Center yeah. on the uh-huh. forehead.
Yeah.
You know, and I think one thing, if you're going out about to these different businesses, thank the businesses for housing and giving visibility.
Oh, for sure.
Because oftentimes artists work in the dark, not literally, but, you know, they have their studios, they create art there, and then not necessarily have an avenue by which to get their art into the community.
Yeah. There's a lot of artists who just show for Art Walk. They work on what they're going to do all year, and that's the only time that they show their work. So there is stuff you won't see the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. How about the artists? Where do they come from? All locals or
all local.
Yeah.
Some people came from Hayden, but no further than that. It's pretty much our area.
Cool. Mm-hmm. We're here with Tone Lund and Claire Christie talking about Art Walk. They're from the Pondere Arts Council and the 46th annual, which means it started in 1977, eight, something like that.
Come on, math.
Yeah.
Math.
I think it's a really cool idea. I think I've heard of other places doing an art walk as well, but ours goes way back.
Yeah, well, we can't ask Claire. What was the first one like?
No, you can't.
But what a wonderful way to combine artists and the community, the larger community. And one of the things, I missed the opening last Friday, but what a wonderful celebration of people out on the streets, seeing each other, some of them they haven't seen in a long time. It's a great social event of bringing the community together.
It really was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the town was packed.
It was.
Well, and the Chafe 150 was last week, too. So we had those people that were out and about looking for something to do that evening.
Mm-hmm. You have to admit, though, you know, that during the summer, the streets, First Avenue in particular, and then the off streets, Main and Church, you know, just come alive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And gotta like that.
I always do. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to see it, and then it's also kind of fun when it at the end of summer and everything clears out, and you feel like you're in a ghost town if you're walking around downtown after a certain hour.
The shoulder season. Mm-hmm. Let's take a music break because we have Tone and Claire here not only talk about and celebrate Art Walk, but to talk about Arts and Crafts Fair and upcoming events. And what I've done on this music date, I've queued up two songs that we can play back-to-back because back in the day, songs were geared towards AM radio, and they did not go beyond like 2 minutes and 25 seconds. But here are two songs who are released on the same day in 1963. We'll be right back. two songs that were released on this date, June 22nd in 1963. We began with the Safaris, Wipeout, and then to, at that time, Little Stevie Wonder, and he was 13 years old, and Fingertips Part 2.
Do you know, was that a big hit?
That was, was a big hit, and what made it interesting was that it was live.
Yeah.
I remember that going, oh, all those people clapping and singing and getting enthused in the background. That was different on AM airplay at that time.
Yeah.
But just incredible introduction to an amazing performer. But we had a little event here in the studio while the Safaris and Little Stevie Wonder were playing. We had somebody ring in to Jack.
That's true. Hi, Mom. Thanks for listening.
Where is Mom?
She's in Minneapolis, Minnesota right now.
And does she have a good hearing, or how does she get to hear us?
She must have gone to krfy.org and clicked on the link to stream our radio station from anywhere in the world. The miracles of technology, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I bet you Tone, when she goes off to warmer climates during the winter months, takes us with her.
Absolutely.
There you go. Bless your soul. We're here with Tone Lund, Executive Director, and Claire Christie, the Art Coordinator from Ponderay Arts Council. And we talked about Art Walk that is occurring now through right after, I think, Labor Day.
Yep.
And lots of other exciting things happening. I'm going to throw it over to you two and talk about upcoming events at POAC.
Okay, well, our next event is the Arts and Crafts Fair. And how many booths do we have now, Claire?
121 right now, vendors.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And that will be when?
August 12 and 13.
Okay, and where?
It's downtown Sandpoint on 2nd and Main Street. We close off the streets all around, so it's that main intersection by the town square.
Okay. Right near our offices.
Yeah.
Perfect. And what are some of the crafts, arts and crafts? What are some of the booths, just in general, so that a listener can have a feel for what he or she will?
There's so much different stuff. There's paintings, there's jewelry, we've got woodworkers. We'll have someone doing hair shimmers. We'll have a metal worker.
Oh, wait. What's hair shimmers? I could use that. What's hair shimmers?
You could put them in your beard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, put what, though? What are hair shimmers?
It's a piece of shiny silk that they tie to one piece of hair, and then it lasts in your hair for as long as you have that piece.
You got hair. This is new to me. Is it new to you, Jack?
I think I've seen this before.
I've seen it.
I didn't know what it was called.
How do they connect it, and can you comb it out, or what happens?
Yeah,
to
you
it?
Can dye your hair, you can curl your hair, you can do whatever. I mean, as long as that hair stays attached to your head, that shimmer will stay there.
Do they tie it?
I was going to tie it in a knot.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
No way. Okay.
Have you ever actually seen this up close?
Yes.
Okay.
My daughter does it.
Yeah.
Okay. So how? I mean, does she have, like, tools?
She does have a tool, yes.
Okay. You put, like, the hair, like, I imagine tying flies for fly fishing or something like that.
Yeah. They put this little contraption on your head.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hair shimmer. Is this the first?
This will be her second time. She wasn't there last year.
Okay.
But she put some in my hair on Thanksgiving, and I still have them. So they last a long time.
Wow. and it's cloth?
It's silk. Yeah, there's strands of silk.
No
and you kidding. Can get them in all different colors. They're pink,
Go
purple,
away.
Blue, silver.
Mm-hmm. Sounds cool. Like a fun thing.
Yeah. But that's not all that there is at the Arts and Crafts Fair, I imagine.
No.
No. Anything else new at Arts and Crafts Fair this year?
Well, we'll have a metal worker doing demos.
Oh, cool.
That'll be interesting to see. I'm really trying to encourage demos, so maybe some ceramics. Maybe some caricature
to see
drawings.
How things are done.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
That'd Excellent. Be very neat.
And once again, the dates?
The 12th and 13th of August.
That'd be Friday, Saturday?
Saturday, Sunday. Yep.
Okay, of August. That part of the calendar is going to be busy with the festival at Sandpoint and the streets here come alive. Let's keep our fingers crossed for good weather.
Yes, let's.
I mean, by then our Claire's tomatoes should be like bowling balls.
Yes.
Okay, the Arts and Crafts Fair. Mm-hmm. And what's next?
Well, after that, then we have our biggest fundraiser, which is the Art Party, and that's on August 25th out at the Sandpoint Organic Agricultural Center, the U of I Extension Office out on Boyer.
And how does one find more information about that? By going to the website?
Yes, we have that on our website. The invitations will officially go out next month.
Mm-hmm. And it would be, would that be POAC activities?
Wait, no, artinsandpoint.org.
Artinsandpoint.org.
Yes.
That's the website.
That's the website.
And I was given the email address.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Which one can do it. And that always, you know, that the AC of POAC is the AC of activities. And I want to do POAC activities, but it's POAC activities.
These,
right?
These are creative people. Jerry.
Yeah.
They think outside the box.
Duh. Yeah. Ooh, was that an insult?
No.
Did I miss that?
No.
Push. No, not at all.
Okay. No. Actually, speaking of creative people, what about you guys? What is your medium? Are you artists? Do you consider yourself artists as well? Not at all.
Not at all.
Okay. I paint.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you one of the featured artists here?
No. And everyone asks me that. And mm-hmm.
She was in Art Walk last year.
Yeah. I had a couple of pieces up last year, but didn't happen this one.
And you even sold some last year, didn't you?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did.
Okay, so after late August, what's next?
Then we have the artist studio tour.
Ah, okay.
The first, on Labor Day weekend in September. This is the first time. Well, the first time Claire and I will be doing the artist studio tour. It had left POAC for a while, and the artists had done it themselves, and then they gave it back to us.
Okay, can you talk a little bit more about this exciting event, what it involves, and the details?
I'll give that to Claire.
Well, whereas Art Walk is a walking map, the studio tour is a driving map. Mm-hmm. So you'll be out in Sagal, and then some places in town. I think there's 28 participants. It's not finalized yet. But we will release the map and the brochures in August, about a month before you can take the driving tour. And then it's just 3 days. That's all you got. So Labor Day weekend is the time to do it.
Okay. You visit an artist's studio. Yeah. What happens?
They get to show you their process. You'll see where they work and maybe what some of their inspirations are, what they see out their window or what they have posted on their wall. And you get a chance to talk to them and really get a more of a connection to the artwork that way.
I think that's just a neat window into, you know, you see art, you know, like you see the Mona Lisa and you go, was it an overcast day? Was he eating lunch? You know, in other words, to be in an opportunity to get inside artist studios and to see how art comes about. It's just not a finished product that ta-da. And I think that's wonderful. How are artists? I mean, are artists sort of like librarians who stand there, ask me something about what I do? Are artists like to share their process and the ideas behind their works?
Some artists really do. I think it's hard to explain, just as an artist in general, it can be really hard to explain your artwork, or maybe at least I feel like sometimes if I try to explain it, I kind of ruin someone's connection to it. But in the studio tour, it really varies. I mean, they're not really salesmen, but they're opening up their whole space to people. So that takes a level of bravery, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's sort of like during Lost in the 50s weekends, you'll see a car and then there'll be a folder, you know, where they found the car in the field. And what I think it'd be neat with some artists, you know, like, you know, the different stages, let's say a ceramicist, you know, the wheel, the, you know, the glaze putting on it, what it looks like, you know, the different steps to it, rather than just ta-da.
Yeah, the process. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps people connect to the artwork more if you can see the process from beginning to end.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what, and the date again after Labor Day.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Oh, it is Labor Day weekend.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So the 1st through the 3rd of September.
And will there be brochures with maps and things like that?
Yeah, and we'll have a map on our website as well, so you can use it on your phone.
Which is?
Artinsandpoint.org.
Artinsandpoint.org. Let's keep our fingers crossed again for good weather.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're here, by the way, talking with Tone Lund and Claire Christie, the executive director and arts coordinator, respectively, of POAC. That's the Pondere Arts Council. And it is the 46th annual Art Walk going on right now, and talking about other upcoming events as well at POAC. You guys are located still in the same place you were located, I think, last time you were on.
Yes.
And is that where you're going to be located for from now on, or are you guys still looking for a new place?
No, we have some exciting news. We've got a new location.
Hey.
They are working on the renovations right now. It's taking a little time, as always.
Yes.
But it's on 2nd Avenue. It's at 313 2nd Avenue, Suite B. So it's right between Haddock Insurance and Tomlinson Sotheby.
On the west side of the street.
Yeah, right across from Jalapenos.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sweet B.
Sweet B.
Sweet B.
Sweet B.
Yeah, so they're totally renovating the space just to suit us. So we're going to have a gallery in the front, and then Claire and I will have offices in the middle. And then the back will be our Joyce Dillon studio, where we hold all our art classes. So right now we have our art classes in the Music Conservatory, and it's upstairs in the back corner, and it's hard for people with any kind of disability to get up there.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be just on the street level and easier for people to access.
In a perfect world, when will the move be totally completed?
In a perfect world, we would like to be just up and ready to go by August 1st, but we'll see about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's something exciting to look forward to, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
Yeah, just the planning of us, you know, trying to figure out what we're going to, how it's going to be set up and what it's going to look like. You know, that's all in our heads right now, but to see it come to fruition will be amazing.
Yeah.
That is something to look forward to.
It sure is.
And something else to look forward to is the performing arts season.
Yes, we just announced that.
I was going to say, it's dripping wet.
Yeah.
Do you want to go through what the upcoming season is for 23-24?
You bet. On September 27th, that'll be our first show, and we'll have the Utah Repertory Dance Theater, and they're a contemporary jazz dance company that comes out of Utah, and Marilyn Sabella helped us get them this year.
Cool.
There's typically something that would be way out of POAC's price range, but with grants and things, we got to bring them this year, which is exciting. We haven't had dance in a while. On October 28th, we have Harabe Mexicano.
Can I stop a second with that haven't had dance over at the Panada? They just have the Allegro Dance Studio and Studio One. There is a huge following for dance.
There really is.
And when we think of performing arts, we think of concerts and things like that, but dance is very vital and alive and in good hands here in Sandpoint.
Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. We're really excited about it. We've been trying to get a Nutcracker back since the pandemic. And dance companies really just split up during the pandemic. You know, they had to go get regular jobs.
Yep. Mm. Yep. A lot of things went by the wayside. That's Wednesday, September 22nd, the Repertory Dance Theater.
September 27th.
Did I say that or what did I say?
It's 22nd.
27th.
Yes.
If you go on the 22nd, you'll be ahead of time and you'll have a long wait. wonderful. Okay. And what after that?
We have Harabe Mexicano, and they are coming on October 28th. And they are a musical group out of San Diego. They do typical traditional Mexican music, but they also mix it with modern music and reggae, rock, and so they're really fun. It will be that Halloween weekend, so we are going to encourage people to come in costume. We're going to have the concert a little earlier so that people can go out and party afterwards, go to all their Halloween parties.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be a fun one.
Yeah, I like that notion, celebrate Dia de los Muertos.
Yes.
Face painting, you need to have your face painted for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a wonderful time to celebrate.
Yeah, it'll be a good show. They're high energy. They bring the audience, have a lot of audience involvement, and yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah.
What's next?
Next we have November 18th, we're bringing back the Missoula Children's Theater, and they're doing King Arthur's Quest. Mm-hmm. We usually have about 50 to 60 students in Bonner County that participate in that every year. So the auditions will take place the Monday before the show, and we have all that information on our website if anybody has kids that are interested in doing it. And then, of course, we don't have a Nutcracker, as I was saying, in December, so it's it's a quiet month for POAC then.
Usually that's a busy time.
Yeah, usually it is. But we are doing a lot of, you know, sales in our gallery during that time. People think of us at Christmas, which is nice.
Which will be in the new area.
Which will be in our new spot. I know, we're so excited. Yeah. And then in January, we have Letters Aloud, and I saw these guys at Arts Northwest. It was amazing. So they go through all these letters in history and read them, and you don't know who it's coming from. So like when this guy had written to Mad Magazine, and he's like, I've sent you my story like five times, and you've never published it, and you've never gotten back to me, and you're going to rue the day that you know, and then it's signed Stephen King's age 16, they're amazing. It's so funny.
Yeah, I've
got a little clip of what they do on our website at artandsandpoint.org, and you can go see, you know, a little clip of it. It's really entertaining.
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, me too. And then in February, on Valentine's Day, we're bringing Tien Shea. I don't know if you guys remember her, but she played at the festival a few times. And POAC has brought her a few times to the Panada Theater. She's a classical concert pianist. So she's going to be doing a Valentine's Day show for us. We're going to have champagne and, you know, make it a date night. So
Cool.
Serenaded by Tien. And then in March, March 5th, we have the Sweet Remains, and they are a folk rock band, and they just have a huge following. They've been going all over the United States and Europe, and they're a lot of fun to listen to. And then the most exciting one for me is Dino Lights, which is going to be in April. And it's Lightwire Theater who does this, and they use electroluminescent lighting, and they make all these creatures, and then they wear black. Okay. And so the creatures are what you see on the stage. You don't actually see the people.
The persons.
And this one's called Dino Lights, which I think it was called, I can't remember what it was called before, but it's a Jim Henson production.
Wonderful. That sounds like a James. James would love. That's Jack's son.
Yes.
So this would be a whole family.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask POAC a favor. With enough lead time, it'd be great to interview these artists and do a podcast, you know, where let's say a week before the event, we talk with the pianist, we talk with the letter writers, and you know what their show is, and you know, 15-minute interview or something about what they're doing.
Absolutely,
we could air it here on.
You guys did do a few interviews last year. Diane Scher.
Diane Scher.
Oh, she was cool.
She was hilarious with her cat Puss Puss.
Yes, yes, and her potty mouth.
And her potty mouth.
Yeah, that would be a great way, because for many people out there listening, these are artists with whom they're not familiar.
Yeah.
And it'd be you know, that's one of the things that terrific people come through here and people don't turn out to see them. And if they did, they'd have a great time.
Yeah. And one of the great aspects of our performing arts series is all of our performers do an outreach in the schools.
That's right. That's right. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So, last year our artists reached about 2,500 students in Bonner County. We went to almost all of the schools, all the grade levels. And
what kind of reception do you get?
We took Maya Nguyen to the Forest Bird Charter School and High School, and she did a performance based on music and mental health. Mm-hmm. And the teachers and the staff were just so impressed with her and how the whole thing went.
connected with the students.
Yes, yes. She just really had that ability. And then before that, we had her at the high school where she did a songwriting class, you know, with all the students. And they would just kind of pop off some stuff, and she helped them write a song. And then she went back to her hotel that night and recorded it and sent it all to them on an MP3. And
wonderful.
So that was fun. Something they all got to participate in.
Yeah, I think like with the dancers going out, that ought to be great fun, connecting with youth through movement. That's a great lineup.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and so before you go, we will line up maybe some, or once you get back to your office, lineups, and then you be in touch with the artists. Absolutely. And we can work something out. Mm-hmm. That would be wonderful. What an exciting season.
Yeah.
What's it going to take to get the Nutcracker back? What do you guys think?
I don't know. We've been working
December?
On it.
December? Yeah.
December.
Yeah. Probably not this year.
Well, but, no, not this year. Yeah. We do have a few other venues in Idaho and Montana that we're working with, trying to get, just trying to find anybody who's willing to travel this way. We looked at getting a group from Canada, but they... It just can't pull it off right now.
Yeah. It's, you know, being with the Panada, a lot of artists are really making a slow return to the stage. And I don't think that we're realizing yet the impact the pandemic has had on art in general. And then the viewing, listening audience.
Well, POAC has always used the Eugene Ballet.
Right, exactly.
And they just don't do it anymore. They don't travel at all.
So we're going to, because it has a great response here in the community.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So and it's part of the holiday season.
Yeah, it's tradition.
I'll do it. I'll put it on.
Just you have the big boys ballet again, right?
I know how that one goes. Okay. We have not yet talked about the Ovations program, have we?
We talked a little bit about it. That's, with Maya Wynn going to the school.
Well, yeah.
And then we take Living Voices to different schools to all of them visit the schools for us, which is awesome. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they attended Diane Schur's sound check.
Yes, they did.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. How did they respond to like to Diane Schur in particular? Because that is not a young artist.
No, and like Jim said, she has a potty mouth.
Yeah.
So I was a little concerned at a few things she said while they were there.
But it's an endearing potty mouth.
Yes, it is.
You know, that it doesn't alienate you.
Yeah.
But we're here with Tone Lund and Claire Christie from Pondere Arts Council, and we've just been going through, I hate this word, a plethora of events.
It is a plethora.
And Claire did promise to come back to talk about the artist's tour.
Yep, the studio tour.
Okay, we're going to book you on that for sure. Mm-hmm. Anything else before we let you get out into your Thursday?
I think that we have covered just about everything.
I think so. Okay.
Yeah, we've gone into 2024 now.
Yes, we have.
Well, 2023 is half over at the end of this month, if you can believe it. Want to thank you both for all that you're doing for the North Idaho community. We really appreciate what POAC does throughout the entire year.
And we couldn't do it without the community support. So we appreciate you guys.
You've got the radio station, and you'll be hearing from Jack and me about, I think, podcasts for each one of the performers and performances coming up would be great. And we can do it. We can. We will work out the details. As we send them into their day, we're going to play a song from probably the first mega supergroup, Blind Faith, back in 1969, released their only album, which had the controversial cover in England, that was banned. Here is Blind Faith with Can't Find My Way Home.